Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
If they announce tomorrow, I will laugh and then I will rip them. I want to promise you, I will first laugh, then I will rip them. If they hire Steve Nash tomorrow, I'll rip them.
I'll laugh too.
So I'm open-minded enough to say, based on the hire, I may say, boy, I really don't like this. But the process is enough for everyone to get their panties in a wad right now? Oh, yes. My God, three teams said no. What are they doing? They're clueless. Now, let's see how clueless you guys really are. Last night, the New York Yankees took on the Kansas City Royals. And Aaron Judge hit an absolute bomb of a home run. And Justin Shackle was doing the game.
We like Shaq.
I like Shaq. And now I'm an even bigger fan of Shaq. Because I thought he put together one of the greatest home run calls I have ever heard. You have it ready, Tommy?
It's a little hyperbole.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's let the audience decide, then we'll debate, we'll spar over it. Here's Justin Shackle calling the Aaron Judge home run.
2-0. Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? Two-run jack in the first. 2-0 Yankees.
Yes! Can't stop! Won't stop! And then my favorite part, why would he?
So, here's my... Can't stop, won't stop, fine. I felt like he was getting into an MC Hammer song or something, right? That was... And it was an epic blast. Epic. I mean, that thing hit the top of the whatever the heck of the thing is out there. Mm-hmm. And so, when he said the, why would he, it was almost like... It wasn't rhetorical. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
It was like he was asking an actual question, the way his voice went. And so it shocked me. I was waiting for, can't stop, won't stop, this man's headed to the moon or something like that. Right? That's what I expected. It was like, why would he? It stunned me. The why would he stunned me into like, wait, what?
Are you trying to say you don't like this call? And by the way, Justin's not going to take it personal. We all adore him. Do you not like this call, Teak?
It didn't fit the magnitude of how epically massive that home run was.
I disagree. We're having a... Me and Tiki are on... We hate each other today. We may break up before the end of the show.
Play it again,
yeah,
Tommy.
Yeah, play it again. This is such an awesome call by the
2-0.
Justin Shackle.
Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? Jack in the first. 2-0 Yankees.
Can't stop, won't stop. Why would he?
I'm starting to think.
But the problem is I want to laugh at it as opposed to, damn, that was massive.
Well, I'm laughing at it, but I love it. Can't you laugh and love something at the same time?
Yeah, but it was just such an epic home run.
That's like me and my wife's relationship. She laughs at me and then loves me. It's the same thing.
I'm a loser.
I think that this should become Justin Shackle's personal home run call for every player. Won't stop, can't stop. Why would he? Oh, my God.
Well, you already got it wrong. It's can't stop, won't stop.
Right. Well, that's what I just said.
But you can only do it for those guys that hit a lot of home runs.
Oh, really? You'd keep it that way?
Because it's can't stop, and he won't stop hitting home runs.
So, overall, not a fan of this call.
If he stopped that can't stop, won't stop, I'd have been like, that's epic.
I will tell you, Justin.
Can't stop, won't stop. That's a blast.
Now, this may this may not make Justin Shackle feel good that he's got Evan on his side saying it's the greatest home run call ever. And Tiki's like, yeah, it was all right. He could have mixed it up. But I think it was classic. Sean Morash, as a Yankee fan, be honest.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on this utterly brilliant Shackle home run call last night?
Out of my friendship to Justin Shackle, I'm invoking my right not to comment.
Are you serious? You hate it that much?
I'm invoking my right not to comment as a friend of Justin Shackle.
Well, first of all, as a friend of Justin Shackle, he's not going to take it personal.
I thought the call stunk.
Plead the fifth.
You thought the call stunk?
I think it stunk. Stinks the right word. Wrong word. It stunk for that kind of home run and that kind of moment. This is what it sounded like to me. Big moment for Shackle getting to do this series in Kansas City. K-off, great. He probably had this kind of hey, Judge hits one, I'm going to drop this. But that home run was so mammoth and so jaw-droppingly deep. I think you need to scrap your
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Three plans for the Judge hot season and can't stop, won't stop. I know we're watching. It's TV, not radio, right. So that's part of it. But I need, can you believe that, like, jaw on the ground? Because it's one of the deepest home runs Aaron Judge will ever hit.
Right.
And instead I'm getting, you know, it's like it went 380, you know, into right center. Can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? It's not, that was not the right call for that type of home run. That's all. I'm going to reinvoke my right not to.
Yeah, after your diatribe about it.
Just erase all that. Yeah, delete it from the podcast.
As an IBO in this case, Tommy, and I don't think you're friends with Justin Shackle. In fact, don't you hate him? Isn't there like a hatred going on?
There's no beef between me and Jack. Justin.
I heard contrary. What's your opinion on that home run call?
If he had said Rockefeller Records after Can't Stop, Won't Stop, isn't that a Young Guns song? Isn't that where he got it from?
Yes.
Young Gunners.
Yeah, Can't Stop, Won't Stop. I don't know if that was the, you know, inspiration behind it, but I am of that era of music, so I'm cool with that. I tend to lean with Sean. In that type of moment, I think you have to, and I'm a big shtick guy, you have to, you know, put the shtick to the side and really just, you know, live in the moment of the mammoth home run.
Was it Rockefeller?
Yeah. Can't Stop, Won't Stop. Rockefeller Records. Because we get down, we get
maybe
down.
Maybe if he did that.
Can't stop, won't stop, Rockefeller.
That's also why I didn't like the call. I lost a half an inning of the Yankee game listening to that song three straight times after that.
Did you really?
Yes, I went right online.
That's funny.
I'm so disappointed in all of you.
So why do you like it so much?
It just gave me emotions. Like, sometimes things are pretty simple. It gave me emotions. It got me pumped up. I'm not a Yankee fan. I'm not a Judge fan. But, like, it just pumped me up. And it made me chuckle. It made me laugh. It made me want to play it again. Like, that's the sign of a great call.
I think that's why I don't like it, because I didn't want to laugh. I wanted to be awed. I wanted to feel the spectacle of how massive that home run was.
Oh, really? You would have felt a lot better if it was just, see ya? No. Like, that would have made you feel better?
No, but I think a moment like that when it's so deep, that's when you're like, that's royal. It's king-like. You know, that would be the home run call.
Here we go again.
By the way, that would have been awesome. That would have been great.
Here we go again.
Speaking of kingdom, it is official. The paperwork has been signed. There will be voting going on over the next week and a half in honor of the New Jersey primary from yesterday.
Yes, congratulations to Mike, Mickey, Cheryl, and Cittarelli.
There you go. Congrats to both of them. We will have voting going on to all the on-air talent here at WFAN and the behind-the-scenes talent. They will be simply voting on who the king of New York City sports is, or New York sports is. Mm. And the next Friday at Fanatics Fest, we will unveil the true WFAN king of New York sports. And there is a caveat that has been added to the paperwork. Whoever wins this, at least on our show, I cannot enforce this on any other show, but for our show, for Tommy, for Sean, for you and I, we will then have to refer to the winner as king for the rest of the summer.
Yes.
So if Jalen Brunson wins king of New York.
Right, because Jalen can't do anything to affect it, and Aaron Judge can't do anything to affect it either, because after he's only way he can really get it back is if he wins in October,
which is
after the summer.
I think the only thing that could affect it is if Jalen Brunson shockingly demands a trade. I don't think that's going to happen. So for the rest of the summer, when referring to that person, they'll have to be called king. So, like, for example, if Sean wants to bring up Jalen Brunson, he'd have to say King Brunson or King Jalen Brunson. Same thing with Tommy. He would have to refer to Aaron Judge as King Judge or King Aaron Judge. And that is the ramifications of this. But we will have the results a week from Friday at Fanatics
Fest. I wasn't aware of that addendum to the contract.
Just got in.
Are you okay with that?
Evan, how many weeks are you going to be gone in Europe in July?
Well, are you saying that when I'm gone, it won't be enforced?
No, that's not what I just want to know.
Are you saying Tiki's tossed on crime?
Can you clarify the answer for me? How many weeks?
I'm going to be gone for quite a few days.
So 2 weeks
in
July?
I'm not allowed to actually speak on that, but I'll say I'll be away for a while.
You're going
to
be away for a while in July, leaving us three left, and that's maybe during some NBA free agency. Don't expect any Knicks talk of Jalen Brunson, because I can't do it.
All right. I'm just saying those are the rules. So we will have a King of New York a week from Friday at Fanatics Fest. You agree to that too, Tommy, I'm sure?
I'm an honorable guy, so I will. But does this reach out to, like, the Lugauer, if I'm doing a weekend show, if I'm just talking to my wife? Like, where do we draw the line of demarcation?
It's a great question. So I'm going to use your words, okay, not mine. Obviously, your private time, you can say what you want. All right? We're not going to hold you to having calling Aaron Judge, King Judge to your wife or in bed, if that's
I should have used a different example now in hindsight. But, I set you up for that.
I also think you are exonerated from weekend programming.
Cool.
But I do think the Lugauer, you kind of have to follow the rules.
Yeah, this kind of an extension of us, you know, like just tied right in. It's like handcuffed to us.
This feels like a pet name with like your girlfriend. You got to call her Sugar or she's going to get mad at you, like in front of your boys.
Why
this
are you
is
not calling me like. Sugar no more?
Exactly.
So those are the rules. So we'll have the results a week from Friday, but the voting process will begin on air, off air. We'll vote on who the king of New York sports is.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.